Precious name of Jesus.
Glad to see a good crowd out this morning. Like church kind of maybe filled up a little slow, but looks like pretty well most of us are here this morning. Beautiful day, winter time. Appreciate the spirit of the service this morning. Testimonies and the joy of the Lord on the faces of brothers and sisters, and the I appreciate my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ this morning. What God has done and is doing, and the beautiful things of God and His ways. I trust this morning that we can open our hearts before God and hear the Word of God today. Good to see Rick and Missy back here again. Been a long time. I have a verse on my mind this morning in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7. Sort of as a background for my message. It says, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but He's given us the spirit of power, the spirit of love, and the spirit of a sound mind." And this is what I want to think about this morning as we share in the message today. That God has intended that every one of us are experiencing that today. The spirit of power, the spirit of love, and the spirit of a sound mind. And it's available for every one of us. And I believe that sometimes we are inclined to faint and get weak, and don't always experience that spirit in our lives. So with this thought in mind, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer of regret before we continue on. Almighty God, we come to You this morning in Jesus' name. Thank You, Father, for your presence with us today. Thank You, Father, for everyone that's here in this building today. And I pray, God, that not one soul would leave this place without experiencing Your presence in our hearts today. Lord, we don't know if there's someone here that's discouraged, someone that's defeated, someone that's fainting by the way. Oh God, may You lift them up. Raise them up with power today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. To begin with, I want to look in Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2. In verse 7, here we see, it says, "The Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground." Now you see, God took dirt, maybe a little like Play-Doh. He made clay, and He formed man. A little like we do with Play-Doh when we make things out of it. That may be a little how it was, I don't know. But God made man with clay, with dirt. And He made him perfectly. He made him as you and I are today, I believe. And it was an awesome act of God to think of our human bodies and all that they consist of, and how that the Almighty God took
dust from the earth and created our bodies. And can you think with me how God was there that day? And when He formed man, probably laying on the ground, He was a perfect body with all the functions and all the components of our body. Everything was in its place. But something was missing. There was no life there. There was no life there until God breathed into him the breath of life. When God breathed into man the breath of life, then he became a man with power and with the ability to love. And he was a man with a sound mind. He became a man as you and I are today. Adam became alive, we say. He wasn't alive until God breathed into him the breath of life. And then he became alive and he could stand up and he could walk and he could talk. And his body was functioning as ours functions today. The breath of God is something that I want to be talking about today. I have made a study of this once before, and I found that there's numerous places in the Bible where it talks about the breath of God. And sometimes it uses the term wind. And it's the same word as the breath of God. And this is the first place where it talks about the breath of God that gave life to man. When this breath was breathed into man, man became a living being. Man became a living soul. He was alive. And he was, I believe at this point, had the spirit of power and love and of a sound mind. Of course, we know then that man fell. And things changed. But I believe Adam was created with the breath of God in him, with the power of God in him, and the spirit of love, and the spirit of a sound mind. I believe he loved God, and God loved him, and I believe they had communion together in the Garden of Eden. The Bible talks about that. And that's what God wants to have with you and I today. When we have that relationship together with God, where His love can be in our hearts, and His power, and His grace, and we can have a sound mind, that God, a mind like God wants us to have. Another place I want to look at is in Ezekiel chapter 37. You're probably familiar with this account. In Ezekiel chapter 37, beginning in verse 1, says, "The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of a valley which was full of bones. And He caused me to pass by them around about. And behold, there were very many in an open valley. And lo, they were very dry. And He said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O God, O Lord God, Thou knowest. Again He said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. I will lay sinews upon you, and I will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, will put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord." And then he says, "So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, And behold, a shaking. And the bones came together, bone to bone. And when I behold, and lo, sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above. But there was no breath in them. So here we see again, these bones became bodies of flesh. They became, a miracle happened. God moved. Something happened. All these bones were scattered around this valley of dry bones. They all came together and they just became assembled. And they, the sinews, the muscles, and all the parts came together in the body. And the skin came on the body. And they were bodies like you and I have. God did a great work, but there was no breath in them. Can you imagine all these bodies laying around in this valley like dead people? There was no life there. But then he said unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say unto the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied, he had commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and they stood up on their feet, and they were an exceeding great army. Oh, the breath of God! Wind, come and prophesy unto these stones. Come and breathe on these dead bodies and bring forth life. Raise them up. And they became strong and they rose up and they were a mighty army for God. This is what God does when He breathes His Holy Spirit into our lives today. I believe God looks on us today. As we come to Him, He wants to breathe into our bodies so that we can have that spirit of truth. We can have the spirit of power, the spirit of love, and the spirit of a sound mind. I believe that's what these bodies had. When God breathed into them, they stood up and they were strong. They had power. They had a sound mind. I believe that's what God will do whenever He breathes His Holy Spirit into our lives today. And I believe today that there are those this morning that maybe have had some kind of an experience. You know, I've talked to people already that were ungodly and asked them whether, you know, what their relationship with God is. You know, they'll tell you about, well, they were healed one time. God healed them, and God was so good to them. Or, God takes good care of me. He keeps me safe. Someone told me that one time. That's the depth of their relationship with God. And yet, God did it. God did something, maybe. God did take care of them. Maybe God did heal their bodies. But that doesn't give life unless the Holy Spirit comes in and brings power of God into their life. And that's my concern this morning. For those of you who have had some kind of an experience, but you've never really experienced the power of love and of a sound mind and the power of God in your life this morning, God has something available for you beyond what you're experiencing, that you can experience the power of love and the power of God and a sound mind, and you can experience being made whole. And that's what God's desire in His heart is for every one of us this morning, that we can be made whole. Not just partly serving God. Not partly serving God and partly serving the flesh. That doesn't That's not what God's design is for the church of God today, but that we can be complete and whole, serving Him with all of our heart, that we can be with a sound mind, and we can have a sound body, and we can have the power of God within us and experiencing life in the Christ in the fullest. Praise God for His power today. Another place I want to look at is in Matthew chapter 28. Now this doesn't quite exactly apply, and yet I would like to believe in my mind that the same thing happened here. In Matthew chapter 28, there was something great happened. It doesn't call it wind or breath, but there was a great thing happened here one day. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake. It calls it a great earthquake happened. There was a great earthquake, it says, but I believe that it was the presence of God came down. And I believe that God breathed into the body of Jesus Christ and raised Him up from the dead. I believe it was the God's presence came down there that day. It says it was a great earthquake, but I believe it could well have said that there was a great wind came and brought breath back into Jesus Christ and rose Him up from the dead. And it's by this same power that you and I are raised from the dead spiritually. That we have the power of God in our lives today. I think we'll go to Romans chapter 8. I love this. Here we know Romans chapter 7. Brother Abner's going to be preaching that, I'm sure. Don't want to preach his message. But here we see in chapter 7 an individual that's trying to do right and he can't do it. And what he wants to do, he can't do. And what he can't do, what he don't want to do, that he does. Seemed like he was struggling in his Christian life. But then going into chapter 8, it says about that there's no more condemnation to them that are in Christ, who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. For the law of Spirit of life of Jesus Christ has made us free from the law of sin and death. But verse 11, where it says, "For if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies." There it is again. He's going to quicken us by the power of His Holy Spirit, that we can be alive, that we can be powerful, that we can have a sound mind, that we can be whole, that we can be made whole through the Spirit that dwelleth in us. That the quicken with Christ, as Christ was raised from the dead, even so also shall He quicken our mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in us. So that we have no reason to be weak. We have no reason to be faint. We have no reason to be lifeless, but that we, as a child of God, can have the power of God to be alive, to be strong, and to be well, to experience the fullness of God and the full blessing of God in our life today. Next, I want to go to Acts chapter 2. And this is the verse that started me on this line of thought. In Acts chapter 2, when I studied this one time, it says, "When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house wherein they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. That word rushing mighty wind, if you look at it in the Greek concordance, it uses the word breath of God. It was the breath of God that came into that room and filled those people. It was the very breath of God that was imparted into the disciples there and those in the upper room there on the day of Pentecost. It's very clear in the strong concordance. It'll bring out that it is the breath of God. As God breathed in Adam and brought forth life, as He breathed on the dry bones and brought forth life, as He breathed on Jesus Christ and brought forth life, He breathed on the disciples in the upper room and it brought the Holy Spirit came into the disciples and they became alive and they became men with a different mind. Remember when Jesus with the disciples, He told them many things He told them, but He said, one day you'll understand these things. One day you'll know what I'm saying. He knew they didn't understand very well a lot of the things He told them. But He said, someday you will understand. And that's what happened here on the Acts chapter 2. He says, and Peter stood up and said unto them, ye men and brethren, all ye that dwell in Jerusalem, be this known unto you, for these men are not drunken, but this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. It shall come to pass in the last days that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. I believe that many things were opened up in the mind of the disciples that day when the Holy Spirit came on them. They received the Spirit of power, the Spirit of love, and the Spirit of a sound mind. I believe they understood things that they never understood before. I believe they understood things the way God saw things. And I believe that's what God wants for every one of us this morning, that we experience the power of God in our lives, that we have the breath of God within our hearts, that God will breathe His Holy Spirit into our lives and raise up our bodies, our dead bodies, our bodies that are hurting, our bodies that are weak and faint. You know what it is whenever a person faints? The Bible talks about that quite a few different places. In Luke chapter 18, Jesus said we ought always to pray and not to faint. And Galatians says, in due season, we shall reap if we don't faint. So there's danger of fainting in the Christian life. And you know, whenever a person faints, they lose consciousness. Their mind is not alive anymore. They lose power. They collapse. They fall in a heap. But God wants us, if we are fainting, He wants to breathe His breath into us, raise us up and give us strength and make us strong. This is the will of God for us this morning, that every one of us would be experiencing the strength and the power and the mind of God in a way that is reality in our lives. That we are not weak and fainting, but that we are filled with God's presence and experiencing the power and the grace of God in our lives every day. So this is my burden this morning, that we would be not faint, but that we would have the power of God upon us, that we would have the presence of God in our lives. I don't know what you're going through here this morning. You may be discouraged. You may be, you know, discouragement and troubles can cause our bones to become dry. It can cause us to become discouraged. It can cause us to become defeated. But we can come to God and allow God's presence to come refresh us, O God, with Your Holy Spirit, that God would breathe into our hearts and revive those dry bones and give us life that we never had before. God wants to give us life. Maybe we had it and lost it, but God wants to give us life that will give us power and love and a sound mind. And I believe that in the churches today, you know, it grieves my heart when I see what's happening in the churches today. Something's wrong. People dividing and splitting and turmoil in the churches. People need a sound mind. We all have the mind of God. If we have that mind of God and the presence of God and the power of God in our life, surely we shouldn't have all this splitting and fighting and devouring in the churches like is going on in so many places. God wants to have the spirit of love, the spirit of power, and the spirit of a sound mind. It's sad. I got a letter from some of the brethren that I have always looked up to and expressed how that the devil is tearing things apart and causing turmoil in their churches to the point where they can't function like they used to anymore. And they just pled for our prayers that God would raise them up again and bring peace back to the churches. And it's happening so many places, so many churches today. There's so many struggles and difficulties going on. If we would yet bow our hearts before God and cry out to God for a fresh breath from God, that the Spirit and power of God would move in our hearts and in our lives and give us a sound mind and power and love, and the grace of God would fill us with His presence. It's the very presence of God. You know, Brother James mentioned different times how that there's something of God within us, within each of us. And that's what it is. It's His breath. It's His Spirit that comes into each one of us as children of God. And it gives us life. It's the only thing that gives life. We don't have any other reason to be alive except for God. It's God that gives life. It's God that gives us a mind to think and the strength to stand and the strength to do the things we do. And we have no reason to be discouraged and to be defeated and to be destroyed if we allow God to minister to our hearts and to breathe His love and His power into us. And God wants to do that today. He wants each one of us to come and break our hearts before Him. He wants us to cry out to Him. Our lives just won't come together right any other way. It's just not going to work out any other way unless God's reality is dwelling within us. That we have His presence in our life, and that we have His power, and that we have the mind of Christ. You know, it's when we come together, we talk about being of one mind and of one heart, and there's only one way we're ever going to get that, is if it comes from God Himself. The reasonings of man, the reasonings of man are going to drive us apart. But the mind of God and the heart of God is going to draw us together, because God is one. There is one Spirit. There's one God. There's one hope of our calling. And this is the only one that we run and represent this morning. And we recommend it to every one of us here today, that we would not be deceived, that we would not be destroyed, we would not be defeated, but that we allow God to come and dwell within our hearts. As the breath of God came into those dry bones there in Ezekiel, may our lives rise up with power and love and a sound mind this morning. It's a burden on my heart today, and I thank God for that we do have a church that loves the truth and wants to walk with God. And I just want to challenge us all and encourage us that we are not falling by the way and fainting and losing consciousness, but that we have the presence of God dwelling within us and walking with us every day as we serve Him. So this morning, we just bless everyone that's here today, and I trust that we will be serious with God and don't go forth with anything less than all that God has for us. Now, I know Brother Abner preached the last time, and I agree wholeheartedly about the And Romans chapter 5 about the completeness of our salvation. We say whenever we have our salvation, we have all things that pertain to life and godliness. It's all ours. We have access to all of this. But at the same time, some of us are not availing ourselves of the things that are available to us in Christ Jesus. We have to reach out. We have to step forward in life. We have to reach out and make use of the things that God has given us. And that's what I'm telling you this morning. God has provided all things that pertain to life and godliness. And His desire is that we all have this power and love and a sound mind. And I'm not indicating that it's not available, that some have it, some don't have it, but it's just a matter of making use of the things that God has for us. God wants to pour out on us a blessing. He wants to strengthen us. He wants to make us strong. He wants to give us a sound mind, and He wants to fill our hearts with love. That's really all I have this morning, Brother James.